Airborne, it's not so easy to stop and take care of things. And in the air, oil pressure, oil temperature, which way is the wind blowing, where are the power lines? And once you know where they are, don't forget the power lines. You can't go to sleep on that job. There's a spiritual lesson to this. Maybe you're not a religious person, okay, but if you have a concern for your spiritual life, let me remind you that spiritually you have to be on your guard, constantly. Satan's attacks can be very subtle. Too busy to spend time with God? Low-grade mind food? An inappropriate relationship that's just brewing? Be careful. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Appears as if the world is going to war.
The Biden administration, Joe Biden, was in the Amazon, or was it Joe Biden? Was it really Joe, or was it an imposter Joe who should receive the Academy Award, the Oscar, for playing Joe Ward, Joe Biden? He should receive an award. But anyhow, yesterday at about 12, well, get the exact time, Eastern time, about 2:11, actually probably be about 1:11, Joe Biden is not the legal president. He is not the president of the United States of America. He never was. He's the leader of a corporation, but not the leader. He's not the president. He's an imposter. He did not win the last election. It was a stolen election, and he was the individual placed in the position as president. Legally, according to our Constitution and the voting laws, Donald Trump did win the election. He just was not allowed in the White House. So anyhow, this imposter was in the Amazon. He's there for the preservation of the Amazon forest. Who destroyed the Amazon forest? It was a family called the Rockefeller family, through exploration of minerals. And they had to tear down, they had to deforest. The bushes were also there. They have a big, massive farm down there. They had to cut down the trees to make room for cattle. But anyhow, permission has been granted to Ukraine to use long-range weapons to attack deep into Russia. This was reported initially by Hal Turner Radio. This was again on Sunday, the 17th of November, 2024. Different reports regarding the issue. Some reports say long-range missiles. Other reports say long-range ATACMs, which are Army Tactical Missile System. ATACMS. Army Tactical Missile System. Supersonic Tactical Ballistic Missile, designed, manufactured by U.S. defense company Ling Temco Vought, later by Lockheed Martin, through acquisitions, uses a solid propellant. It's 13 feet long, 24 inches in diameter. The longest range can fly up to 190 miles, 300 kilometers. That would go from, let's say, Fort Collins to roughly Pueblo along the front range. They can be fired from these tracked vehicles, the rocket with the rocket launcher systems. They're called MLRSs, and also the M142 high mobility artillery rocket systems, HIMARS, which are wheeled. They have wheels on them. Each launcher has one pod. So Russia has much of its supply lines and spare forces along the that area that can be reached by these rockets. The New York Times, about 2 hours later, no, it wasn't even 2 hours, just a little over an hour later, issued a story stating the Biden administration has, for the first time, authorized authorized the Ukrainian military to use U.S.-supplied long-range missiles, again, including these ATACMSs. Then today, Donald Trump, earlier today, he said that he will declare a national emergency and mobilize the American military for mass deportations of illegal aliens. That plan is going forward, is being initiated. Even in this country, those coming from Puerto Rico, from the islands, from the Mexican people that have migrated to this country legally, they are excited. They are actually on board with Donald Trump's plan because their feeling is, we come in legally, we come in, everything that we do is legal. We are not criminals. We're not thieves. We work and our jobs are being taken. We Hispanics, or these Hispanics, are being threatened. These Hispanics along the border going in, let's say El Paso. I have relatives in the El Paso area. They will not go into over the border. Nogales, I think it is. They will not go over the border. They are targets. They will be murdered. This began in the late 90s. They used to, my family, the relatives used to go over the border, buy furniture, everything. When my aunt was alive, now my cousins that are in their 60s, early 70s, they won't cross that border. They said, they advised, don't you ever go down and cross the border. They can tell the American Mexicans that are, what they consider traitors to Mexico. I'm not safe. My family's not safe. Cousins that live along the border are not safe. Many of these Hispanic families that have been here for generations are on board with Donald Trump's plan.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
I'm excited to announce our Christmas extravaganza is finally here. Get this season's flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. They won't last long, so get them while you can. Our famous My Slippers, they haven't been on sale for over a year. Regularly $119.98, now only $59.98. Our six-piece towel sets are back in stock with extremely limited quantities, only $29.98. With hundreds of MyPillow products, there's something for everyone on your Christmas list. Bathrobes, duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to save on all MyPillow products. For example, flannel sheets for as low as $59.98, or our six-piece towel sets, just $29.98. But that's not all. I'm extending our 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st of 2025. Plus, all orders over $75 or more ship absolutely free.
What this country and the nations of the world are witnessing is an individual who has decided to push back against the plans of the ruling elites of the United States, especially from the time of Jimmy Carter to the present, Donald Trump. Call out the instigation, there's something in the air. And Donald Trump, at some point, made the decision to do something. In the 90s, they'd ask him the question if he'd ever consider running for office. And at that point, he was so-so, ho-hum about it. But as the years went by, I think he decided there needs to be, and there aren't any individuals in the country that could cause change like he could. And at some point, he knew that it would be beneficial for the people of this country and the people of the nations of the world to take action. And he did bring about a revolution, mainly in concept, initially in thought, and realizing that the war would be waged against the media, because the media has been owned by Pilgrim Society since 1909. The plans for the ruling families of Europe and the United States to control the world, you can control only through media. You can use armies, but media is more powerful. You use the armies to stop resistance. They use media. Adolf Hitler used media. I hear some of these Christian men that are now beginning to say, and you're going to see more of this, not just Christian people, but Holocaust deniers. Individuals that believe that Adolf Hitler was in revolt against the New World Order. That's really preposterous, and the reason being is because Hitler was one of them. He was a Rothschild grandson. He was put in position, he was groomed, he was funded by the New World Order, by the Rothschilds in Europe, by the Rockefellers in the United States, and the Fords, and others. Donald Trump The only way to shake up and to actually be effective is through media. And he perfected that when he had his show. I don't remember. I didn't watch it very often. Where he would tell these people, he'd groom these people to be entrepreneurs, and then he'd tell them they're fired. I should actually see what's going on in the media and in Hollywood, and I don't have a television. I don't think I do. Actually, come to think of it, I don't think I've owned a television for to the turn of the century, I think. Anyhow, I just had to think about that. It kind of shocked me. So he has started a revolution, and the people of this country and even the older and the younger Hispanics are on board with the plan. Now, out of Axios, I'm going to go back, take a step back. Axios came out with, the United States has communicated President Joe Biden's decision to fire long-range U.S. weapons against the Russian territory to Ukraine. The Biden administration let Kiev know about the decision around 3 days ago. So this was not just yesterday. These weapons were authorized for use in the Kursk region only. But now they've lifted the restrictions. Then Vladimir, the homosexual, Zelensky, he says strikes are not carried out with words. Such things are not announced. Missiles will speak for themselves. They certainly will. And a response by a parliament member, a European parliament member, Florian Philippot, she says, by authorizing such strikes, the deep state and its puppet Biden are trying to trigger World War III before Trump comes to power. We expected this kind of thing. Their madness knows no bounds. Who's going to catch the flack? Who's going to be torched? What nations are going to be torched? Well, nations in Eastern Europe, then Central, and then the coast. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, there is a war, a big war. It's called the War of Gog and Magog. It is the next war, next year. On yesterday's program on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, you can go to that. I talked about Russia and the Ezekiel 38 and 39, chapter 38, 39 war. But I'll state now what I stated then. In the Bible, in Matthew chapter 24, Christ talks about the period of time from when he talked to the disciples, and the disciples asked him, what are going to be the signs of the end of the world? And Christ tells them wars, rumors of wars, race wars, civil wars, earthquakes, the environment going crazy, signs in the stars in the heavens. In the heavens, stars, the sun, the moon. Everywhere, signs, like that song years ago in the early 70s. Sign, sign, everywhere a sign. And Christ is like looking through a telescope. And then you zoom in. Then Matthew 24, for you non-Christians. Matthew 24 talks about a period of time, a seven-year period, followed by a 70-day period of extreme wrath of God on the earth. But before that 75 days of extreme wrath, there are 7 years, each year being 1,260 days, or each year being 360 days. And that seven-year period is divided in two pieces. The first piece, the first half, is called tribulation, anguish. The second half is called great tribulation, meaning horror, suffering, unimaginable pain, psychologically and physically. And just before that seven-year period, there's a time which is called birth pains, a time of sorrows where, like a pregnant woman in the last stage of labor, where there is great, great discomfort, anguish, and just almost unbearable pain because she's going to deliver a child. The world is about to deliver a child, and the child is called tribulation. I think it's important because if you see and understand what I'm presenting, then you'll understand what I'm going to say about Russia and the war coming next year. This war presently in the Middle East, the Gaza, what we call the Gaza War, is not just a Gaza war. There is a prophecy in the book of Psalms, Psalm 83, and it is a war, and God is, it's a punishment, God's punishment on relatives of the children of Israel, of the Jewish people, and ancient enemies. It's a war that has been occurring for 3,700 years, directed always at the Jewish people, from Jacob's brother Esau, Abraham's firstborn son Ishmael, Abraham's nephew Lot, and his two boys, Moab and Ammon. Then the old enemies that surrounded Israel, the Philistines, the Canaanites, the nation of Lebanon, Syria, or at that time called Assyria, Iran, or an ancient nation called Persia, Saudi Arabia, which would be the children of Ishmael, and then Egypt. Egypt, the punishment to Egypt is coming in the near future. And that punishment is going to be nuclear. And that punishment will come through the United States, orders coming through Barack Obama. That's coming in the future. Egypt won't be inhabited for 40 years, but that's in the near future, coming back to the present. In what Christ is saying in Matthew 24, in the time before the delivery of tribulation, there would be a time of sorrows and birth pains. We are in that period. And in that period before the Russia war is right at the end of the time of birth pains and sorrows. It just precedes the delivery of tribulation, or the seven-year tribulation period. One of the last things that will happen before we leave the time of birth pains and anguish and sorrow is the Russian war that is coming next year. I know you're going to continue to listen. I'll be back in just a few minutes to continue with this scenario. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC listeners, you know about our partnership with Modare and their amazing collagen and natural weight loss products. Well, guess what? Modare is running Black Friday specials on all of their products through the 28th of this month. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue natural health products button at the top of the page. When you go to the Modare page, it may take a minute to load because they are so overwhelmed with customers during this special, so be patient. Modare is offering free shipping on any purchase over $50. The liquid BioCell collagen is buy two, get one free. And the trim collagen is also buy two, get one free. You will also save 25% on the Transformation Natural Weight Loss products. To take advantage of these incredible Black Friday specials, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Buy two of the liquid BioCell collagen or the trim collagen and get one free and get free shipping. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page and start your transformation.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution, what's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Need pain relief? Greska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
If I had the time, I would go through all the verses and present them to you. I don't have the time. Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts for both hours are on 1360khnc.com. We have the radio station site, 1360khnc.com, to the podcast section, Present Truth site. Then we have the Studio B, which is the internet radio, which is AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The first hour is archived on the podcast section also. Then in the mornings, the first hour of each day is replayed a.m. Mountain Time, 5 a.m. It was 6, but we had to make some adjustments, so it's on at 5. So that just means you have to go to bed a little earlier to get up a little earlier. Going back to the scenario, what has just been triggered by Biden allowing Zelensky to use these missiles on Russia is in Ezekiel chapter 38. It talks about God is going to drag Russia and all of these company of armies, other nations, an ancient nation called Persia, which is Iran, a nation called Togarma, which is Turkey, and even it says there's going to be armies from north of Turkey. I don't know if that would be Belarus, or if that would actually be the landmass of Ukraine. I believe that Gomer is one of the names mentioned. That is a German name. There may be German forces. An area, maybe an old Soviet, some of the old Soviet bloc nations, Azerbaijan and a few others. Then out of North Africa, there will be Libya and Ethiopia. And they will also come with Russia to a battle that God is going to drag Russia to. The hooks are going to be put in the jaw of Russia. That's the best way, the best description. When you have a hook in your jaw, it's anchored, and it says that Russia is going to be dragged down to the mountains of Israel and destroyed with all of these other nations and their armies. This was a major hook that was placed in Russia's jaw yesterday. A hook a year plus ago was when Hamas attacked the Jewish people in southern Israel. It's been irritating to Russia that Israel has been so successful in eliminating Hezbollah, Hamas, some of the terrorists out of Syria. And no matter what Iran has been doing, they have been ineffective to a great degree against Israel. That is another hook. There are many hooks that are being placed in Russia's jaw. This is a major development, what happened yesterday. I was presenting this to the audience yesterday, not knowing that while I was on air, Biden had issued the statement that these missiles would be used, could be used by Zelensky. And Zelensky, I know that many of you are not spiritually minded. You don't understand deep spiritual things. You poo-poo maybe people that present things in a way that you don't understand. Zelensky is a man that is possessed by demons, by spirits that you can't see. Another individual that was possessed by these spirits, in the documentation of a friend, a close friend, was Adolf Hitler. A friend of Adolf's who was allowed to live. Most of Hitler's colleagues and the schoolmates were all eliminated. They were murdered by the SS to erase history. But this one individual who actually was with Adolf Hitler the night that he saw Adolf Hitler become possessed by demons, and Adolf Hitler changed and was never the same again. Zelensky's the same type of person. These people, when they're possessed by these demons, they become, they're mad. They are not rational. They are mad. You cannot reason with them. It's like these people that commit mass murder, like Ted Bundy. Murder after murder after murder after murder. There are still people that he murdered they have not found the bodies of these women. And serial killers. Bundy killed up to maybe 40 people. He's that brilliant of a man. Zelensky now has killed 3/4 of his army. And he's, as of yesterday, they're pulling people that have HIV off the street, sending them to war. And that have, there's another condition, HIV and I forget the other disease. But if they can function, they're sending them to the front lines. They're mad. The Caesars in the time of Rome were mad. Documented, they were mad. They were insane. But we don't want to say that today about an individual like Zelensky. Why? Because there are so many Nazis in the American government that support him. As mad as he may be, they still will send him finances, weapons, support, diplomatic support. Because they also, birds of a feather, flock together. This is a major hook in Russia's jaw. And I stated yesterday, Christ is going to come, whether we like it or not. He is going to come to end all this. And I've been trying to find a way to see that Christ would return and prolong his return by a year and come in 2033 at the time of the harvest season in the feasts of Israel. I can't see Christ delaying his return to 2033. I still am firmly convinced he will be here in 2032, about this time of the year in the late summer, early fall. And this here, I'll have to continue when I get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
So with this announcement yesterday, Joe Biden, you could probably almost say that he was given orders to allow, to announce that America will allow Vladimir Zelensky to use American ballistic missiles on Russia, near and far if needed. This is insane. But again, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, God says that Russia is going to be forced to take action, and that action will be with these other nations, and the focus of that attack will be in an area that we call present-day Jordan. And in this next year, Russia, Israel, is going to this conflict with Israel and the nation of Jordan is going to take place. As King Hussein II of Jordan is doing everything possible to avoid conflict with Israel, he's going to be forced into it. He doesn't want to, but most likely Bashar al-Assad, the Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, everyone, they're going to pressure him into joining the resistance of evil, these nations that are evil, the terrorists, to destroy Israel. And Israel is going to take over that land of Jordan. And when Israel has it, then Russia will be allowed to come. Not until then. Russia will not be allowed to come south until Israel owns present-day Jordan. You don't have to believe me. I'm giving you presenting a scenario to you. And I'm not this is not just opinion. That the time, I believe the time is right. My research and what I'm presenting is coming directly out of the prophecies in the Bible by many prophets of ancient prophets, Israel's prophets of years gone by, before pre-Christ, before Messiah. These people in the West, that the order of the ages, the people in the Illuminati that have had ancient plans to use the United States to rule the world, it's called the New World Order, George H.W. Bush and others, his son, have talked about this New World Order. They don't tell you that in the documents that they, or in their belief, it is a satanic world order. It is a order ruled by Satan, by the deceiver. The whole world being taken over to worship the devil. This is who Donald Trump, does Donald Trump know he's fighting devil worshipers? Absolutely. How about Vladimir Putin? Does he know he's fighting people in the occult? Yes. Why? Because how about Xi Jinping? Absolutely. Most of the leaders of the nations know that these rulers of the earth for the last, since 1945, are Pilgrim Society members in the United States and the city of London. They know, these leaders know, these people are involved in deep, dark, powerful witchcraft. Kamala Harris, her husband Emhoff, he's part of Pilgrims. And all these in the secret societies, they are sworn allegiance to the societies, and the objective of these societies is world domination and world worship. Worship of Satan. Simply, that's what the New World Order is. It's two-sided. Yes, it is control, overtly, naturally, ruling nations in the natural realm, but then it is also the other side of the edge of the sword. It is worship to the devil. And the American people, I have no idea. Most don't have a clue. Why? Because the masses have been mesmerized through the media into believing that Trump is Satan and that anyone in the MAGA or a conservative or Christian or anyone that even would speak that Donald Trump's policies are actually sound, they are mad. We are the ones that are mad. So it's the insane calling the sane insane. It's exactly what Isaiah said, calling good evil, evil good, sweet salty, salty sweet, or bitter. They reverse it. The insane are calling those who are sane and logical insane. So it's been reversed, and they are saying that they are the ones who are sane. They are the ones who are logical. It's been reversed, and it's all through media. This is why Donald Trump, he knew to fight this war, it would have to be through the media, and he mastered it. He has been the one to direct the media, and they have played into his game. And now the people of this country and the nations of the world realize that the policies of the socialists are draconian, and it means bad moon rising.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
At this, at the end of this time that Christ refers to as birth pains and sorrows, at the very end, in the conclusion of that time that precedes a 7-year period of time, which is divided into two halves. The first half, tribulation. The second half, great tribulation. That 7-year period is finished by a 75-day period of time called the wrath of God and the time of judgments of God, when Christ actually is seated on his throne. Before that 7-year period begins, Russia will be destroyed on the mountains of Israel with all of the nations that come with Russia. And the president of this country at that time will not be Donald Trump. This war is coming next year in late summer. Donald Trump will not be the president. Barack Obama will be the president of the United States that will be involved in the destruction of Russia and all of the armies mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. At the very end of that time of birth pains and sorrows, Russia will be destroyed. Somewhere between now and then, I do not know if Donald Trump will be sworn in. I do know Barack Obama is returning, because Barack Obama has been destined to wage war with Russia when Russia invades or moves forces with these other nations into present-day Jordan. It will not be Donald Trump. So I don't know when Donald Trump is going to exit for the last time. But in the meantime, Donald Trump is going to cause great interference to the global plans. And he's going to force them to take a different direction. A direction that maybe they don't anticipate. But nevertheless, Donald Trump is going to force them to into war. Is this war going to cause a national emergency? Is this going to kick in all the agencies and engage all of the agencies of continuity of government, having almost straight out nuclear war in Russia? Will that be the way where Donald Trump in the next 60 days is going to be basically not allowed back into the White House? What we're witnessing is in the Bible. What is happening is in the Bible. America has finally declared open war on Russia. It's been undeclared, but now it's basically declared war. Russia and China, 2022 in February, declared basically a hidden war against the United States. And the way to destroy the United States at that time was to destroy the American dollar. And they've been doing it. And America now has got to respond. Trump is going to respond. He has a plan. But these people have a plan too. Join me in the second hour. In a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.